My kinkiest sex fantasies are not all that kinky, really. And I'm not gonna go into detail because it just feels to, I don't know. They mostly center around pain, I can tell you that much. And physical pain, not like the emotional or mental stuff, excuse me, like humiliation and degradation and just straight up like cruelty, I guess. That yeah, that didn't really do much for me. But physical pain, that I can get with. So physical pain that's very loving, which seems kind of at odds with itself, but whatever. That's what gets me going. Very intense, very like cuddly and just passionate and shit, but yeah. I'm kind of drawn to bondage and always have been, but like I think that I don't know how much of it is like an actual sexual thrill for me, and talking just about like ropes here, but I don't know how much of it is actually a sexual thrill as it is just the thrill that I get from tying and or like I guess untying. Just I have a thing for knots. I like knots. They kind of fascinate me and they're fun, and yeah, so I don't know. I think any excitement that I have. Any excitement that I have from rope bondage, like during sex, I think that that excitement would be there if the sex were not there. So I don't know if that really counts, but I do like restraint for sure. I know absolutely I do like restraint, so that much of it I guess does count. But like, I don't know, a lot of the rope stuff just takes so damn long, and it's like, it's fun to do on its own, like it's an enjoyable thing on its own, but I don't, I think I would get too impatient during sex to really try and like incorporate it on like a particularly significant level or whatever. So yeah, but just like any other kind of I guess quick restraint that I very, very much enjoy. And that one I definitely do get a sexual kick out of. And yeah, that one it's not so much that I enjoy having like the decision being taken away from me, or the I mean, I don't want to say control, because like you it is a loss of control, or like a giving up of control to some degree, but what gets me about it isn't like the relief of not having to like make the decisions or whatever. I think that part actually kind of like goes the opposite in terms of appealing, but I like the idea of not, right? There's like a security of sorts in knowing that I can't fucking squirm away inadvertently. Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, so. When do you think you have earned the right to come? Are we talking like with somebody else or just with me? I mean, I'm sure you're talking like with somebody else, but yeah, so after I've been teased and teased more and mercilessly teased more, Yeah, I think that's probably when I've earned the right to come. And excuse me. If we're talking just me, I'm gonna say that I've earned the right to come after I've clicked through and have opened another 20 or so tabs and finally fucking come upon something that I haven't seen before and that gets me going in that way. Yeah, so I mean, there's nothing really, I haven't really done much to earn it at that point. I'm just fucking sick of looking at that point, and yeah, it's a pain in the ass because I'm just, my head's just dumb about that, I guess, or picky or whatever, but yeah, porn is always an adventure. What do you think would happen if a couple dommed you, I think was the last one? They would get one of those ropes and do that shibari tie, one of the decorative ones like that, and I would think that it made my boobs look weird, because it made my boobs look weird, and I don't know, other stuff would happen, and and that's talking about a like heterosexual couple. If we're talking about two like females and me, it would be a hell of a lot more brutal, just because, I don't know, just because bitches be brutal. Not all the time, but chicks seem a lot less, a lot more confident, actually, that the object of their playtime is capable of handling a lot more than they believe themselves to be capable of handling, or insist very, very, very insistently that they are not capable of handling. So yeah, there'd probably be a whole lot more slapping and just like normal catfight shit. Hair pulling, scratching, slapping. Hopefully not a whole lot of yelling, because the yelling stuff is just kind of, yeah. But yeah, and then if it were myself and two guys, I don't really even know why, but I'm like 99% sure that I would end up domming them. And again, don't know why, but that seems to feel accurate or whatever in my head or in my loins or God knows what. and in that case, do that. There's some picture that I saw years ago, and it's just stuck with me. And it's not even that cool, but like it's really fucking cool. And it's like an MMF threesome thing, and they're making like this neat little triangle shape. So yeah, we would do that just because, and I would, you know, put my phone somewhere and like hit the timer thing on it, and then like run back over and like jump back and get into place so that I could take a picture of it. And double penetration would be fun. I imagine that I would be crying pretty much the entire time. Not like wailing, but like, yeah, that would fucking hurt a lot. And I would either beg or actually just straight up yell at them not to stop, depending on how how likely it seemed like they were going to be to actually stop. But yeah, so I guess that's how all that would go. And oh, and that was the last one. Okay, I think. Yeah. Come on, phone. Ghost kitty, dude, rough chill.